on. They shut down 53rd Street, had some great DJs. My man Jay Illa was spinning from 3 until 4. He's the Bears DJ on game day.
That's right.
Hung out with Goff. Sierra Santos came down. Oh, cool. Don Hansbrook came down. We were kicking it. And then I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to go check on Mel, see how she's doing. I'm going to walk home and get out of here. Like, literally, as I closed the door, the deluge started.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
The hail or just the rain?
Both.
Okay. Not the hail.
And I mean, we had just finished, like, planting stuff and everything. And I'm just like, my hydrangeas are just getting pounded out there,
so to speak. Yeah, there was, my weekend turned out to be more British than I expected. It started Friday night. We saw Eddie Izzard at the Chicago Theater, the always brilliant Eddie Izzard, who says this is his last tour before he runs for Parliament and members of Parliament. But
they were in town too this weekend, by the way.
And then we ended up seeing Rocket Man last night in between the baseball and the basketball.
How was it? Because I really want to see it. Is it not? Wow, the look on your face says don't go see it.
No, you definitely should see it. It is it's kind of it's a mess that works.
Oh, okay. I don't mind that.
Just suspend your disbelief. Don't try to fact check and go with the fantasy vibe. And it'll put a smile on your face. It is a very traditional story arc for a rock biopic, but I don't know how big a fan you are of Elton John.
I'm a huge fan.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah.
Then you might even like it even more than I did.
Will it have as many editing issues as the Queen movie did?
It's better than the Queen movie.
Okay.
It's better. I don't know that the individual performance is better, but it's fearless in its depiction of the excess. And I thought at the time, wow, I said, wow, that is the most graphic homosexual sex scene I've ever seen in a movie. And in fact, it's being lauded as treating that subject without hinting at it, without winking at it, without just saying, hey, look, this is
like the Queen movie.
This is a lot of mainstream, even R-rated movies have, in a way that they have treated it differently. This does not.
Okay. Well, I heard an interview, or I read an interview with Sir Elton where he was saying that he wanted that stuff to be.
Yeah. No, we did it on Midday Midway. He said that's the life. I didn't lead a PG-13 life.
Yeah.
He said that's the life he led. And a lot of it, there are some huge exaggerations and there's some rejiggering of the timeline. But I loved the fact that when it goes there, it goes there.
All right.
I'm seeing it tonight. Will I like it? Am I going to like Rocket Man? Knowing me, will I like Rocket Man?
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. I'm asking you, am I going to enjoy it?
I guess, but you're so weird.
Correct.
That I don't know with you. You're so mercurial with your, you have really powerful opinions about.
It's a good thing I don't know what mercurial means.
I mean, just you're very unpredictable in, you have amazingly strong opinions about mundane things, and then you have mundane opinions about flashpoint things. So I don't know. I'll be very interested to see if you like the movie or not.
You're going to like Rocket Man, Shane. I haven't even seen it, but you're going to like it.
I'm just surprised Dan's British weekend didn't include the Champions League final on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I guess it should have.
Tottenham and Liverpool, how do you have a British weekend?
Yeah, it should have. I should have had some bangers and mash and gone and taken that in, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see the streaker?
They cut away from the streaker very quickly, and I have not seen any type of video or still.
Another reason to put nets around everything.
Look at get the name of the streaker.
Okay.
Her name is out there. And
is it Morgana?
No. Not on her best day. Not on Morgana's best ever day. No, this was an Instagram model.
I guess I shouldn't.
Who technically wasn't a streaker.
Was it a protest or something?
Morgana wasn't a streaker either.
It was a prank advertisement for her boyfriend's website, apparently.
Okay.
But she's a thing. Because I saw that cross. I'm like, oh, fine, I'll click. You got me. You got the click. And I'm glad I clicked.
Okay.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for your hard work.
I'm off to search the internet.
Yes, you are. Thanks for your filling in over the last couple days, too. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
What's so great about Cleveland? You ever go there? You want vacation in Cleveland?
Nobody says I'm ever going vacation to Cleveland.
No,
I was there for like four straight days once, and it was enough.
Did I tell you that I went to the restroom next to Dan Gilbert during the draft?
Wow. I feel like you just totally like derailed my Hall of Fame story.
When you said Cleveland, then I was like, oh, I used the restroom next to Dan Gilbert.
His timing is just always, like, whatever sparks that brain of his.
Really short. Surprisingly short.
Okay, that's probably not the proper language that you should use as you're talking about you standing next to him at a urinal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, height-wise.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Clarification.
Yeah, because, you know, that could be a problem. You want people to, you shouldn't be looking anyway.
Make me a bicycle clown!
It's true. He shouldn't be looking. Top of the Hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Nothing beats championship hockey. And your Chicago Wolves are tied at a game apiece with the Charlotte Checkers. They got games 3, 4, and 5 coming up Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday at Allstate Arena. For playoff information, visit ChicagoWolves.com. I am Lawrence Holmes, and I'm doing the show from Smoke Daddy right across the street from Wrigley Field. It's a makeup game, so people are starting to file in a little bit right now, which is fantastic. We're having a good time here. The food is excellent. You should come down if you're in the area. If you can, you know, maybe take a little busman's holiday, a little lunchtime action, and come see us or go see the Cubs. Either way, we got you covered. We have a big show for you today. Matt Spiegel is going to join me at 12:25. We're going to talk with the host of Hit and Run about both baseball teams. Steve Stone is going to join me at 1 o'clock. I cannot wait to talk baseball and White Sox with Stoney. And Bruce Levine promised me that he is going to come across the street and hang out with me because I'm going to do a little extra today. The show is ordinarily noon to two, but with a 3:05 first pitch, I told McNeil and Parkins, like, when I got this shift, like, if there's 3:05 games, you guys don't have to come down. I can hang out for the extra half hour. So you're going to get some bonus LoHo today between 2 and 2:30. But we start the show as we start all things with a rundown.
Run them down.
The rundown.
Yeah, buddy. We got a lot to discuss in the rundown for Monday, June 3rd. We are going to start in the NBA and make our way towards both baseball teams in today's rundown. Let's start with game 2 of the NBA finals, where neither one of these teams wanted to score, and then the guy who's been shooting the worst comes up with the biggest bucket.
Do you foul or not right now? You got to trap him to get it out of his hands so you can foul somebody else.
Livingston has it. There's about a 3-second difference. Nick Nurse saying to get up on him. They try and knock it away from Curry. Curry throws it. Livingston has it. Back to Iguodala. Iguodala puts it up. It's gone. Andre Iguodala drills it with 5.9 remaining. What a clutch shot from the veteran.
The Warriors win game 2, 109-104 because of that shot. Here's the final call, courtesy of ABC.
That'll do it. Golden State has tied the finals. What a gritty performance on the road. Another road win for Golden State. And this best of seven series is tied at one game apiece. A heartbreaking loss for the Raptors. And they'll head to Oracle Arena in Oakland. All even.
And there was some fun that was being had in the tunnel. If you've been paying attention, Drake has been giving the business to everyone with the Golden State Warriors. Last night, the Warriors, including Klay and Kevin Durant, gave him the business.
Seeing the Bay, Aubrey. You weren't talking tonight, were you? Oh,
man. That's right. Aubrey was not talking. Jimmy from Degrassi, that's what they really need to hit him with, was not talking last night after the win. And Kawhi Leonard had some thoughts about his Raptors losing.
We ended up trapping Curry. I was playing two. He ended up passing to Livingston. Almost got a steal. And then, I really didn't see where Iggy came from. He came up, Livingston found him, and he knocked down a shot, big shot.
Did you want to see the ball in his hands in that situation?
compared to anybody else on the floor?
No, we wanted to see it in our hands. We wanted to get a steal.
Robert on the right side.
Oh, my God. Kawhi is the gift that keeps on giving. Game three will be Wednesday out in the Bay. Now on to baseball and the South Side. Tim Anderson is hitting 333, y'all. He is mashing right now, and he's part of the reason that the White Sox got the win yesterday.
Tim deep to left field. Allen's back on it at the wall. It is gone! There's your first run. Tim Anderson makes it a souvenir. Into left field. That's down for a hit. Here comes Sanchez. Garcia to third. Anderson an RBI double. And it's 2-0.
Both RBIs for the White Sox came courtesy of Tim Anderson as he continues to make what I'm calling an all-star push to represent the White Sox. Speaking of which, you know who else is making an all-star push? Lucas Giolito.
Got him again. A little training effect. Back-to-back high fastballs. 7 strikeouts for Lucas through 3 2/3. He struck him out with the changeup. Sheer focus from Giolito, 1-2. He struck him out! 97 to the fringe. He's from a Hollywood family. You can't really write this. Amazing.
It is amazing to watch what he's doing. His manager feels the exact same way.
Ricky, what's your reaction to the way Lucas has been pitching lately? I mean, for what he went through last year to how good he's been this year, what is your reaction?
Satisfaction.
Satisfaction. That was said with some authority by Ricky Renteria. We like that. How about for a more in-depth analysis from Lucas Giolito?
Have you been on a roll like this before?
Nah, not that I can really remember. Maybe in like A-ball.
So it's been that long since he's been that good, and the White Sox find themselves now 29-30. They find themselves 2 games back of the wild card, and they've made all White Sox fans at least stand up and take notice. You may not be in the same camp that I am, like excited about the team overall, but at least you're paying attention, and I think that that's a very good way to be for now. We'll see what happens over the month of June, because there's some real tough teams that are headed their way on the schedule after this stretch of not-so-tough teams, so let's see if they can feast and put themselves in a position that allows us all to dream. Meanwhile, the Cubs had a rough weekend in St. Louis. Chris Bryant's getting booed because he's telling the truth about St. Louis being boring. And then the Cubs bats kind of went silent. But that man, Matt Carpenter, man, I swear, he sees the Cubs and it's yaha time.
Here comes the 1-1. Carpenter lines up base, sets a center. Long around third, heading home, he scores. And now the Cardinals lead 2-0. Matt Carpenter delivers the pinch hit run scoring single against Mike Montgomery.
The Cubs only scored 1 run, and it came courtesy of Addison Russell.
Here comes the 2-1 from Gant, and Russell hits a bouncer to short, slowly hit. DeYoung goes to second. They get one as a run scores. Safe at first is Russell, but now there are 2 down. Slowly hit ground ball to short. Contreras scores. It's now 2-1 St. Louis.
And that's the way that it would end up. Pat Hughes delivers the bad news.
And the pitch by Gant. Bodie bounces one to short. DeYoung gloves it, throws to first. And the Cardinals have swept the series. Bodie bounces out to short. St. Louis sweeps all 3. The final today, Cardinals 2, Cubs 1.
Cubs only had 3 hits in the game. They're 2-8 in their last 10. 6 runs total in the series. Not great. They have not hit well, and Joe Maddon not happy about it.
We got to hit better. We just have to do a better job. We have to reorganize our strike zones, make the pitchers throw the ball over the plate, and stay in the middle of the field. That's what I'm seeing.
But Javi Baez says everything's cool. It's all good. At some point, the bats will explode again.
You know, we're going to hit homers. Everybody here got power. I think, you know, trying to do too much is the key that we're struggling right now. I mean, we're not really struggling, but we didn't hit it it's too serious. But, you know, being nice to the ball and then let the game come to us is the key to get back on track.
That's Javi Baez. He was in the lineup today hitting cleanup and playing shortstop. The guy batting behind him is a guy that the Cubs called up, Carlos Gonzalez. Is in the Cubs lineup today. He's going to play right field. He will wear number 2, and he is someone that maybe can give them a little bit of thump from the left side. Here is the lineup for today's makeup game against the A's. Schwarber in left, Bryant at third, Rizzo at first, Baez at short, Carlos Gonzalez in right, Contreras behind the plate, Hayward in center, Russell at second, and John Lester is going to pitch. He has given up 16 runs in his last 14 innings pitched. So maybe Big John can come through with a big performance today before the Cubs continue with this trip that they're on, even though they're home. Okay, we need to take a timeout. When we come back, we are going to talk both Cubs and White Sox with the host of Hit and Run. Matt Spiegel is going to join me when we discuss what's going on with the Cubs bats and whether or not you, the White Sox fan, should be excited about what your team is doing. That's next here on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Fergie Jenkins.
I wonder what kind of reputation Buckner had as a teammate. The guy battled through an injury in 75 and I guess had to do that for the rest of his career just to get up and play every day.
He iced down every day. There wasn't a day he didn't put ice on his ankles.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. With all due respect to the Minnesota Twins, the most remarkable story of the first 2 months of the baseball season has been the New York Yankees. Evil empire or not, what the Yankees have done in rolling up a 38-20 record to date has been extraordinary because they've done it without four key starters, Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, Didi Gregorius, and Miguel Andujar, for virtually the entire season, and without number one starting pitcher Luis Severino and eighth inning specialist Dylan Betances. If a vote for manager of the year was held today and anyone voted for someone other than Aaron Boone, they should have their baseball writer's card revoked. Now, though, comes the fascinating question. What happens when the stars begin to trickle back onto the field in the next month or two? They have to play. Their resumes and salaries will ensure that. But can they match the performance of the replacement Yankees? It certainly won't be easy. A story to watch. I'm John Feinstein.
Announcing the Hyundai Memorial Day Sales Event. A kickoff to summer filled with enormous savings on our entire line of outstanding vehicles. Save big on our most popular sedans, like the stunning Elantra or the sophisticated Sonata. And don't forget our award-winning SUVs, like the Tucson, the Santa Fe, or the perfectly sized Kona. Named the 2019 North American Utility Vehicle of the Year. This is the smartest time to buy, and Hyundai is the smartest choice with America's best warranty for 10 years or 100,000 miles of worry-free road tripping. Yes, the warranty may last for a decade, but this sales event does not. Hurry in before your Hyundai is gone. Now get 0% for 72 months on the award-winning Hyundai Tucson, Santa Fe, and Kona. Offers end June 3rd. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty program. See dealer for limited warranty details. Lease excludes taxes, title, and license. Offers end 6/3/19. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Great Moments brought to you by Great Lakes Credit Union. First paycheck, perfect home, new car. Achieve your own greatness with Great Lakes Credit Union's free checking account. Get 3% annual percentage yield, instant issue debit card, 24/7 access, mobile check deposit and bill pay, 30,000 ATMs nationwide, all free. Visit a local branch or easily open an account at glcu.org and live your great moments with Great Lakes Credit Union, glcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain criteria applies.
The new State Farm Drive Safe and Save app could get you a discount up to 30% for good driving. But this State Farm radio ad gets you 100% discount on this classic.
If I could drive safe and save, would higher rates pass me by?
Get a discount up to 30% with Drive Safe and Save.
Just save some tonight.
Discounts may vary. Not available in all states.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remain a balance due. Unlimited basic after 6:30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really?